Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, man. Good morning and good evening, everybody. This is the Royal Blue Edge radio broadcast, radio show, whatever you want to call it, Blue Edge family. Thank you for being on. Hopefully you'll get something out of tonight's discussion that will help you to walk better in your life. First of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity that he has given us, me and my family. I want to thank God for the opportunity that he's given everybody around the world to do something positive. I also want to thank Elder Oliver for this platform, which is Blog Talk Radio. May God continue to bless him and his family. May God continue to bless this platform to be even larger. And he does give back to let folks get on and share the platform. So may God continue to bless you at all of us. So I was going to teach tonight, but my wife came with a subject today earlier. And you know it's not right to fight with your wife. So we're going to have, I guess, a discussion tonight. And I'll give the subject when I read the scripture. But first, I'm going to ask that my daughter Vanessa pray us in.
Hi, good evening. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for a new day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for being able to all come together and share one atmosphere, share one space so that we can speak highly of you, speak of you, God, and just to have good conversation. I thank you, God, for this opportunity to speak to your people, God, and just to build relationship with you. Tonight, I pray and ask you, one, before I ask for anything, I ask for forgiveness, God, for anything wrong I may have done to you, to anybody else, or even to myself, God. I pray for you to continue to water all of us so that we can grow as people. And tonight, I pray and ask you for you to flow in everybody's room that they're in, everybody's car that they're in. I pray that you feed us and give us what we need in order to make our next step. And I pray that if anybody is listening that never hears us again, that they get one nugget that they can take for the rest of their life. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was a Kojic prayer, wasn't it? Amen.
You prayed like your daddy or something.
The Church of God. Church of God in Christ prayer.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer.
That was the first Baptist church prayer.
Oh, wow.
All right,
so I'm going to read the scripture, then I'll give the subject that my wife came up with today. And the scripture comes out of Romans chapter 14, verse 19, out of the King James Version. Romans 14, verse 19. King James Version, and it says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." I read that one more time. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. And the subject my wife came up with is for peace's sake. FORPACE SAKE, for peace's sake. And at this time, I'll turn it over to my wife.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I came up with this subject, and it was something to talk about, not to knock my husband off for his teaching, because everybody loves his teaching. But I went through something on this past week, and as a matter of fact, it was a week ago today, that I had to let a family go, but not cut them off. We still have access to one another. We still have access just in case we need one another. But God let me know, do you want money? And I was getting paid to take care of this family very well. I mean, I'm talking about very well. I was getting paid to take care of this family. But it was disturbing my peace. And God, he just let me know, do you want peace or do you want money? And I chose peace, and this was on last Thursday. And that morning, I was so disturbed. And that Friday morning, I woke up, I said, Lord, you're just going to have to give me a word to back up how I'm feeling. I wanted, what I wanted to do was different from how God wanted to take me. So I said, God, you just have to give me a word. So that morning, he had gave me a scripture. And even just now, I just flipped over when my husband was reading in Romans, it was just confirmation. When he was reading in Romans, I flipped over to 12, and I'm going to read 12 and 18. If it is possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. So if it is possible, and at this point, in the relationship that I'm in with this family, it wasn't possible to live peaceably if we kept going the way that we were going. But like I said, I didn't cut them off. I don't know if they cut me off or not, but I didn't cut them off because I see just in a week's time, I've seen the struggle of me doing what I was doing, and it's taken more than 3 or 4 people to do what I was doing. So people really didn't, who don't appreciate your value, you have to know your own value. You have to know who you are, what you are, you try to bring, and the comfort you try to bring people, but they don't appreciate the things that you do for them. But it's not, and God had to convict me, it's not about them appreciating me as much as it is for me to give peace to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But, okay, so, because I work with special needs youth and adults, and most of my individuals have behaviors. And I've been having these individuals since 2009. And I have done, I mean, over and beyond, from feeding to clothing to hair, grooming, I mean, the whole nine. Up 1 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 5, you know, over and beyond. So when it comes, and I didn't mind doing it, I didn't, but it came a time when 2023 hit, I said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, pull back a little bit, and I'm just going to let some other people just, you know, do whatever. But it didn't sit well with them because I pulled back. But I didn't have peace with the way I was treated when I pulled back, you know, and let others step in and help me do what needed to be done, which they have been doing a great job. They have been doing a great job. I've trained a lot of trained people, you know, to come up under me, and that's what it's about. We don't have to do everything. Once we train people to do the job that we are performing, and they should be better than what we are and what we're doing, and which these young people, my kids, I mean, they're doing it.
I mean, they're really doing it. They are doing it. And their friends and our other employees, they really, really are doing it. And I just have to pull back. But I did not have peace with the way I was treated. So God had gave me that. So when I turned to it just now, this other scripture to confirm what I've been going through this last past week, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, what lies in you, what you know, what lies in you, you know how much you can take. You know how much, you know, God is not going to put no more on us than we can bear. Okay, but it came to the point where pointed in my face, you know, I've been called out of my name. I heard the individual talking about me over the telephone, you know, and I apologize. And why am I apologizing? Because for me to overhear somebody talking about me, it wasn't for me to get upset. It was for God showing me, you know, who this person was and what was going on. God can hear every conversation that we don't hear. But it was a privilege for me to hear that, and I apologized to her, and I told her, let's squash it. This happened in November. And I told her, look, let's squash it. Let's start all over. You know, it's over and done with. It wasn't for you. It was for me. And not just for me, for her, for God to show me who I was dealing with, but to show how much I've grown. To show me how much I've grown. Even with her pointing her fingers in my face 2 weeks ago and a month ago. I mean, it happened several times and calling me out my name. Okay, it just let me know and still was doing the services that I'm being paid for. And even if I wasn't, it was a time I wasn't getting paid for doing it. But God had blessed me to hang on in there until now, you know, so I can get paid. And it has been paying, you know, my bills. I was getting paid very well. But God was letting me know, Ricky, do you want peace or do you want money? And do you know, when I decided that I wanted peace, I called, I put all three people on the text that morning at 5:42. The mother, the other employee, and somebody else on the text, and I text all three of them. Yesterday was my last day taking care of such and such. I said, you guys have 8 hours to find somebody to cover me. And that was it. Nobody texted me. Nobody reached out, you know, or anything, which it's fine with me because I know when I tell you I have so much peace, and not only because I did it the right way at 5:52, when I sent out that text and God showed me in the word that I was making the right decision and what decision to make to choose peace over money, another client called me that Friday afternoon. I met with her on Saturday and then met with her again on Sunday. I've been working with this individual all week. I picked up another client, being obedient, and I didn't reach out to this lady. I don't even remember how I met her, to tell you the truth. Well, her name was already saved in my phone when she called. So it had to have been last year because she's not that age anymore, and I always save the person's name and their age when I meet them. And so the girl is older now, and it had to have been last year or the year before when I met her. But when I tell you God is good, if we just be obedient, keep hold our peace. We don't always have to say something. We don't always have to jump in our flesh and react because we're hurt. Count it all joy. Because God heard the conversations behind closed doors about you. He's setting you up. Vanessa spoke on it so well. Yes, well, I'm going to let her talk about it. She wanted to talk about her Bible study on last night at Truth Chapel. But, sweetie, God already, if we just go down the path that he's designed us to go down and stop worrying about the things that's not working in our favor, but if we just stop looking at the surface, God is working in our favor if we just be obedient and just stay in our own lane. My husband preached that years ago. Stay in our own lane. If God called us to do what we're doing, do it to the best of your ability. And when you feel like your season is up, stick in there, hang in there until your time is up. This young lady, I don't know. It might be, it might not. They might come back, but guess what? It's going to be on my on my terms. My terms is not going to, I'm not going to bend my terms. I need, these were my terms. This is the only time I had. I need to know your, I need your schedule for the whole month so I can start taking vacation. That was a stipulation. I've never, out of all these years, seen a had the parent's schedule. And I told her, even if you're off, I still can watch her. It don't matter. I don't care about your off days. I just know that, need to know when I can take my vacation. She would never give me her schedule. And that's when it all it hit the fan. But anyway, anybody else? Because I have a couple more sketches too, but anybody else have anything about?
I have a question.
Peace sake?
I have a question. So when you don't have peace, either way it go, like leaving a situation alone because you love to do what you do, because you love to give, because you love to love, because you, if it was up to you, you would stay in the situation, period. So without it, you don't have peace. But in the situation, you don't have peace either. Like, then what?
But I got, but guess what? I gave her the option. Either you start giving me.
I'm not talking about
your,
you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general.
You're talking
about the
situation?
I'm gonna ask it again. I'm gonna ask it again so you can like reset your palate and just think of it. I'm just saying in general. So like, let's say you don't have peace either way. Like either way it go, leaving the situation because you love to give. Because you love to do, because you would keep doing that situation if you could. Like, you don't have peace without it because you loved it, you missed it. But then you don't have peace in it either because of the circumstance. Like, then what?
Do what I did. I didn't have, that's the same question. I didn't have peace that morning. I said, God, you're going to have to show me what to do. Pray. God will give you the answer. And be sincere when you pray. And don't be mad when he give you the answer that you don't want. Because I didn't know he was just going to just tell me to just stop the services, period, and just pull back. Sometimes we have to pull back to let other people see how valuable we are. I already know how valuable I am, but they don't know. They don't know how valuable you are until you step back. Step back from the situation. Just like my girlfriend that I had to step back from. After what, 20-something years? Okay, I had to step back. And guess what? I had peace with that too because I was putting in all the work. And that's with any relationship. In marriage, in your job, your kids, your church, I don't care who it is. If you don't have peace, step back. Ask God to show you. He will. And you have to be okay with the answer that he gave you. And his answer was, do you want peace? He let me choose. Do you want peace or do you want money? I chose peace. And guess
and
what? He gave me the money.
He gave you both.
Exactly. And he gave me the money. He replaced. He didn't replace all of it, but I'm quite sure all of it is coming. He didn't replace all of it. He replaced the individual with another one. Not even 12 hours after I prayed and asked God for guidance. Ask him to lead you and guide you. Pray about everything and worry about nothing. And if we keep that in our mind, pray about everything. Stop worrying about things you can't change. You can't change people. People have their own agendas. Pray about your relationships. Pray about the things before you go into them. And that's where we make a lot of mistakes, too. We go in, you know, without praying before we step into something. Does that answer your question or no? Vanessa.
I'm looking at it as just seek God and what he wants. And I, as you were talking, I just thought about how, like, walking away from something that's familiar is never going to be easy. Like, that's never something that's not going to be easy. So, like, even in your situation with the individual, I know that that's, you know, is love there for the individual. So it's like even that choosing peace may not always be the easiest option, but there's greater in it when you listen to what God wants you to do. It has purpose. And like you said, it may not be just like it's over with. But maybe God got to sometimes work. You know, sometimes we're in his way. So, you know, sometimes it takes that moment of stepping back for people to realize, like you said, your value so they can appreciate in the next go-around if there is one.
Right. All the work that came with it. But it's work to them
like
because
that.
It's taken three or four people. It's work to them, but it's fun to me. I enjoy what I do. But people see what I do and think it's easy and try to do it and try to duplicate it. Baby, you can't duplicate it because that's my gift. That's my gift. Just like I try to do your help your dad out with his barbecue, and I'm trying to take shortcuts. Oh, baby, hey, what you doing? We don't do it like that. Well, this is a quicker way, baby. No, but I ain't how I do it. You would get a different taste if you take shortcuts. And if you're baking a cake, you can't put certain ingredients in before the other one because it takes a process to make a pound cake or to make red velvet cake. It's different steps. If you try to do shortcuts, something going to be sour or something ain't going to rise or something going to happen because it's a process. Okay, and the way I do things and the way I love on these kids and the way it's easy to me because I've been doing this is God. God, he gave me that gift. And when you make it look so easy and other people try to do it, guess what? It's not going to work. And guess what? If they do come back, it's still going to be the same. I need that. I need your work schedule because I know I need to know when I'm going to take vacation. Period. Because I'm getting ready to start back taking my vacation. But if they can't adhere to my rules, and that was just one rule since all these years, no. Sorry, Charlie. But anyway, go ahead. Anybody else?
I'm trying to form what I want to say. Like, sometimes we think stuff is peaceful. I don't know how to word it, but it just goes around how, this reminds me of one of my situations that I've had where, like, you can put up one boundary or ask for one thing, and everything just falls apart. Like, when you're giving so much to a situation, and it's giving, and you'll bend for other people or do for other people or whatever, but you can ask for one thing or put up one boundary or, you know, whatever. And now it's like, okay, what happened to the relationship? What happened to the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? Putting up one boundary. I'm trying to word it, but it's just making my mind go, I don't know.
But guess what? The boundary should have been put up in the beginning.
Exactly.
And that's what making her so uncomfortable because I'm so used to bending and doing. You know, whenever
right,
she says do and this,
your,
you know, so now, because we...
I'm just trying to say, agree with you and say brushing yourself under the rug. Like, that's why it's important for us to set boundaries in the beginning or be upfront and don't be afraid to say what you want. Don't be afraid to say what's going to be needed or required and, you know, set that boundary for yourself. We should do that in the beginning. I agree.
Right. And that's why, and just like, I told her this. I told her, ma'am, I know you're upset. I would be upset, too, if somebody been doing something for years and they come in and switch everything up. And it's not even everything. I just need your schedule. It's not that I'm going to stop watching your child, you know, on your off days. If your off days start fall on a Monday or a Thursday, I'm still going to watch your child. Okay? But
yeah.
If your off days fall on a weekend and I want to go out of town that weekend, oh, you best believe I'm going. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And sometimes we can't put up boundaries in the beginning because, like, as we grow, the people around us should grow with us. Like, I'm only talking from a different standpoint. I know that this is about work, so work is different. Work should be black and white. Like, so that's different. But
I'm just giving it, putting it into another light of, like, you know, people around you should grow with you. So if I form a new boundary, like, girl, we've been friends for 6 years. We've been friends for 10 years. We've been friends for 15 years. Like, I can form a new boundary. So, like, I don't know.
Wait, hold up. It just depends on the boundary.
You think
don't
that
you think?
There's some boundary that you can't form? Or just change the whole dynamic?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you've been with a person, if everybody don't change. Everybody change in different ways. So you can't, I mean, everybody should change, but do everybody change in the right way? And who are we to say what's right and what's wrong when people's changing? Just because they're not changing the way that you want them to change.
Yeah, that's true. And it always gets sticky because you may not like what the other person is doing, and it very much might change the friendship. So I can't say if it's solid enough, it'll stick. Because what if now I don't like the new, you know, like what if now, like people grow apart too. So that's true too.
Right.
I don't have to like
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend been talking about the same thing for years. And I just talked to y'all about this. She's been talking about the same thing for years. I've been talking about what I'm going to do, and I've been executing everything that I'm talking about, okay? And I'm still trying to help her with her businesses, her doing this and doing that. And
but
she
you
still
don't think that, like, is different? Like, who cares if your friend in the same spot? They ain't got nothing to do with you.
No, it don't have to, but sometimes they get mad at you because you're elevating, and they still stuck. It don't have nothing to do with
yeah.
you. It's them.
Right.
It's them. But I'm trying to help you get to where you want to go, but you just stuck in complacent and happy where you are, evidently, because you're still talking about the same thing you were talking about 20 years ago. The same exact thing. I mean, word for word, I can repeat it. She's even called me, Ricky, tell them what I always say. And I tell them, and she started laughing. Okay, because she's been saying it for years.
I get what you're saying, though. I guess it's like if they make it a problem, okay, but I don't be feeling like that should be your issue. Like, it's not a relationship or romantic, so it's like it don't matter if you
But it's still a friendship. It don't matter. You know, my friendships are friendships. I don't have to be married to you. My friendship, if I say I'm your friend, I'm going to stick it in. I'm going to stick in.
No, even if you're talking about me. Right, I agree. I don't agree with that part of even if you're talking about me. Nah, you can keep that. But me personally, I just feel like if my friend's still stuck in the same spot, what do that? They don't really have nothing to do with me. I'm going to let them stay, like, I'm going to help them, pull them along or whatever. And who's to say I'm just so much further than you? We just all growing, period. It's just that simple that we're all just growing.
It's not about being further. It's about the person.
I'm not done. I'm not directing this to you that you felt like you were further. I just said it in general sense. That, like, I'm just saying that, like, I just wanted to specify the fact that I'm not saying that, oh, my friend is just, like, I don't know. I just wanted to emphasize the fact that why does it matter? I know that you're only saying it matters because she made it matter. She made it. Like, now you're mad at me that I'm growing. Don't be mad at me. If you're going to be okay with where you at, just be okay with where you at. Like,
and don't be mad at me.
Because
I'm trying to help you get to where you're going. I want to be.
Right.
But you really don't want to get there. You're just talking.
Right. I feel like we all talking.
And I always tell people, don't tell me what you want to do if you don't really want to do it. And y'all know me. Don't tell me what you want to do if you really don't want to do it, because I'm going to make sure that you have everything that you need to start whatever you want to do. And y'all know that. With anybody that I run into, don't tell me what you want to do, because I'm going to make sure that you have everything you need.
I love situations where, back to for peace's sake, I love when I've had situations where, like, God, when I
when God protects my peace, I guess you could say more than I do. Like, he'll remove, he'll prune, he'll do the most, yeah, like, you know, the rearranging for you, because it's like, okay, you won't do it. You won't drop the situation.
Exactly.
You won't drop the friendship. You won't drop the partnership. You won't drop the relationship. So let me take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I,
and that's how much
I love
when
God. Yeah, see, that is how much he loves us. Sometimes, and we have to allow things to happen in our life for peace's sake. You get what I'm saying? Like, it may not feel good when it's happening. It may not feel good in the moment, but you got to know that God will take care of you through the situation. Like, let things happen. Let things flow how they're going to flow, especially when you know that you did your part. You did what you had to do, and it has to be God, because to me, I would still stay. But it's like, okay, God is the one that's removing this, so let me allow it to happen.
Exactly.
Hey, you can never be final on that you did your part, because you don't know if you did all that you could do based on your feelings and the relationship with that friend. So you can't say you've done all you can do. All you can say is I put forth my best effort, but you can't say you've done all that you can do, okay?
Okay, well, I did my best.
Okay. And even with my situation. Now, you know all the other situations before November. Then November came. God said, okay, you didn't get the hint, so let me let you hear her talking about you. Okay? Still didn't get the hint. Then her phone rang back to me, and I called her back when she hung up. She's like, I asked her, did you call me? She said, my phone hung up. I said, that's because you didn't hang up your phone. So that was a second chance God gave me. Well, not the second, but it was plenty of times he gave me, you know, reasons and exit signs to get out.
Right.
Well, I forgave
and
her.
That, all right, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That reminds me of, like, situations like that shouldn't – we should try our best. Because I hear this a lot with my generation of, like, this is why I don't do for people. This is why I'm not nice. This is why I'm not – you know, this is why I'm done doing for people. I'm done because people don't appreciate you. But there's so much – all
that's
of
one
that
person.
Can go to the next – huh?
That's one person.
Right, that's one
person.
Cut off everybody. So that means that there's so much more for the next, or just pour into the people that do appreciate you in your life. That's fine. That's more for, you know what I'm saying, other people. But that's the thing. Like, I don't be knowing how to, like, stop either. So I can't really talk about this because I be over pouring. So what did we say today? I said, my cup doesn't have measurements is what I said today. My cup doesn't have measurements.
Exactly.
The people around me have to tell me, Asha, be on my neck. My friends be on my neck to tell me, like, okay, Vanessa, like, stop. Or, Vanessa, it's time to, like, walk away. It's time to, like, okay, like, you're doing too much or you're overdoing it. Like, they have to tell me because, like, that's what I said. I can't really – I need a hush because my cup don't have measurements either. And sometimes it's hard to know. But that's why I said that God will – you know, when you ask for your daily bread, when you ask him to order your steps, pruning is a part of the process too. Removing be a part of the process too. You got to trust it. When things just begin to unravel, like you said, you hear conversations, you're like, oh, that's how they feel about me? Like, what? Like, you got to take things for what they are and not what you want them to be. We all have what we want to be reality, or how we envision things that we want, or like we want, or we can want somebody so bad that we are literally, I don't want to say delusional, but like, I don't want to use that word. I didn't even know the word, not delusional, but like, you got to take things for what they are, not what you want them to be. Cause you'll be hurt in the end. Believe the signs when you see them. God, what you say?
When people show you who they are, believe it.
Believe them. Oh, and God hears conversations that you don't hear.
Oh, so,
mm-hmm. And he protects our peace. Back to peace sake.
When people show you who they are, believe who they are. If this person is known for being a liar, don't get mad when they lie to you. You know they're a liar. Why are you getting mad? And you know they're a liar.
if you know somebody is a cheater, when they cheat on you, why are you surprised? They're known to be a cheater. So when people show you who they are, believe who they are and accept them for who they are and stop trying to change people. Just look, just know that they're a liar so you won't get your feelings hurt.
You'll have some, I feel like we'll have so much more peace just going to the crowd that we like. Like, don't change nobody. There's other people. There's one as well. Like, there's other people that
don't,
are just
don't
like
change
people
nobody, first. Just change your environment.
Yeah, like, go to where, go, there's literally somebody that is just for, like, whatever you like, whatever's your cup of tea, a friend, romance, whatever, you have your cup of tea out there. Don't try to change somebody into what you want them to be. You'll have way more peace with somebody that's just authentically that. So just look for that. Pray for that. Ask for that.
Okay. Hold on. I want to say something. So with me, hey y'all, it's Ashadan, the youngest. So with me, I'm huge on peace and vibes. I'm a walking vibe. Like, I don't know. You got to have peace talking to me. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, today was a great example of peace. So today I had my first music video shoot. Y'all stay tuned.
Hey.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah, I had my first.
And blame me
video
for disturbing
shoot.
Your peace.
No, let me get to that. So, with that being said, like, it's already been, like, complications the past 2 days, you know, booking with him and where we going to meet at and da-da-da-da. He got it mixed up with the text message. He's a little older, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, I thought he was supposed to meet today. I was like, tomorrow. Anyway. So it's complications already. So the day of today, I told my mom, it's like, you know, yeah, got my shoot, blah, blah, blah. We're going to meet at this park. And, you know, on the way to work, me and my sister, we like, you know, I'm hyped. I'm like, yeah. This is something like, you know, this is just the beginning. And God is letting me know you're on the right path. So this is big for me right now. So, with that being said, it's time for the outing, and we riding, right? Cool. And then we make a left turn, and I'm like, there's no park over here, but in the park I looked up was like 20 minutes away, so, okay. So I'm like, Mom, check your phone. I just sent you where we going. I sent you the park. She's like, what's this? I said, Mom. I got my music video today. She said, what? You didn't tell me that? And mind you, y'all. I do be slipping up a lot when it comes to making plans and da-da-da-da, doing stuff last minute. That's me. I'm known for that. But this time, I was on my P's and Q's, elemental P, Q, R, S, like everything. Even did good with the clients this morning. I had energy, everything. No. And then she's going off on me. She's going off. And I'm confused, mind you. When my mom go off or anybody go off on me, I'm quiet. I still have peace. But right there, that was something so big. I was tearing up in the back, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a G, so I suck it up, go into church, get a client, the Uno part, whatever. I call him, I'm like, can we reschedule? He's talking about something. No, I can't do that. He's pissed off. Like, he's mad. All right, I understand, though, because it's already been a hassle. Okay, cool. Suck it up again. So, call my sister. And one thing about us, she has a size of her that's for me, and I have a size of me that's for her, if that makes sense. And she will talk back to my mom. She will say what I want to say. So she called my mama, I guess. I still don't know because I don't ask no questions when that's done because it's said and done, period. But she called me back. She was like, yeah. Use mom's card to get a lift. Go ahead. So I had the day off, and also I was able to go to my shoot. And also one thing about it, I went alone, and I loved that so much. I was at so much peace. It was just music, me, and the director. Crazy. So just be obedient. Just be, have that peace that God gives you, that peace that you pray for, actually go about it. So that's the,
one
that was
thing
today.
One thing I do admire about you, though, like you said, I have a side that you need, and you need a side that I need. I admire, even I'm the other side of, like you said, I'm going to say what I feel, I'm going to speak my mind, I'm going to talk back. You'll be so slow to speak. Like, Asha will be quiet and at peace if she's getting yelled. Like, you know, like she just, it takes a lot to get her to, like, really just, like, yell or, like, say something back. Like, she just really just be quiet when my mama be yelling, or she'll, Asha's definitely a crybaby. So she'll shed a couple of tears, but they're going to be to herself, or she'll go in the bathroom or something. But she's so slow to speak, and I love that about you because I need that. And I know you need a little bit of what I got, but I need what you got too. So I do love that about you, that you do keep your composure when you're in heated situations.
I got to.
I love it.
When I got to.
Amen.
I got to. I have to. That's my mom's. That's mom's side. I have to keep my composure. I have to be quiet. I have to shed some tears. I have to moisturize my skin.
it's gonna be
an issue.
No.
The rest of my skin gonna crack up. Then my knuckles gonna get hard. Then that's gonna make
right.
Me
That's what I was just thinking about. Like the time that you have like exploded, you explode. So like. I don't know. So, yeah, I should.
And I don't remember the last time I exploded, so that's good.
I don't remember the last time, but I just remember a couple good ones. But, yeah, I do admire, though, that you are very slow to speak. Like, just period. Like, you're like that period. Like, you're very just, you know, like you said, a vibe, a walking vibe, peaceful. Like, you really are.
That's her daddy.
I admire that.
Appreciate
that.
You
said
daddy.
What?
That's
yeah,
her
that
daddy.
Is, that's that.
That is definitely her daddy.
That's one thing Dad told me. No. Wait. Stop. Dad told me, and since that day, I kept going with it. Asha, be slow to speak. That's crazy. Be slow to speak.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm going to read Matthew 5 and 9 and skip down to 16. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I'm going to skip down to 16. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So blessed are the peacemakers. Now thank you for being that peace that we need. You and your dad, being that peace that we need. In the family. And Tuffy is too. Tuffy is the peace. He has that chill. So I thank God. Our family is split with the voiceful ones that's going to speak their mind and going to say what they're going to say. And you don't have to. And one thing about the other side of the family, you don't have to second guess on how we feel, because we're going to tell you how we feel. Okay, so I've always been like that. If I don't like you, I'm gonna find out why. What is it that keep rubbing me this wrong way? I'm gonna come to you and I'm gonna ask you. So nobody ever had to worry about if I didn't like them or not, because I'm gonna come to you and find out what's the issue between us, regardless. And that's what I like the other half of the family, and that's how we are. Yeah. You know, we want peace, but you're not going to walk around me, you know, and act like you got peace and you don't, because you, the way you treat
that's
me.
That's how you get the peace. That's how I feel like we get the peace. That's how I got to get the peace, because let's figure out the situation so we can get to the peace. Like,
exactly.
Because my mind going, my mind wandering, so I need to know, and what's up?
Exactly. But one thing about really, exactly. truly having peace, really, truly having peace, and this is what I do now. Talk about it. Yes, please. But let it go. Nothing there. No
exactly.
animosity. Nothing at all. Not even a sprinkle of grain. Nothing.
But find out.
Don't talk about it.
For real.
When you think about it, think about that person. She's so cute. Okay, next thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't even, like, know nothing. So, because that's interrupting you, your peace, your mindset, your soul. You know what I'm saying? That's heavy on you.
Wait, what is interrupting your peace and soul? What you saying?
I'm saying not forgiving people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's something to, like, let things go that need to be gone, like, and move forward with your life. Move forward.
And that's why I'm so big. That's why I'm so big on people not forgiving me, or any like side switch or anything towards me. Because it's like, oh, you still holding on to that? I thought it was past that. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen. Okay, Mr. Blue. Hello.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just listening to
you. In a bit.
No, I'm gonna go up there in a minute though. I just can't stand a lot of noise, meaning the busyness of people that I don't agree with. And whatever anybody do, it doesn't disturb the inner peace that I have. And like I'll just say your peace and leave it alone. And that's me. But if you have to go on and on and on, I'm going to pause my peace. And I'm going to confront you about the situation. Then I'm going to go back to my peace. And a lot of people can't understand that, or they can't stand it when I do that. Because I can't afford to let my peace go. I know how it used to treat me earlier in my life, before I even met your mom. And I don't ever and will not ever go back to how I was. Not experiencing peace, not knowing about peace, and just free will doing things because of I'm disturbed about what you're doing. So I try to retain my peace now today and keep myself happy, if that makes any sense. So why would I go back and forth disturbing my peace? Why? I don't understand why people do that. And how can you just go at it and go back peaceful? You can't. Because your adrenaline went up, your thoughts went up, you'd argued for so long, or you went at it for so long, and then you can't let it go for a day or two or however long you don't see that person. As soon as you see that person again, you back at, I like to say, at 100. So you really don't have peace if you don't settle an issue as they arise, if you don't talk about an issue when it arises. You really don't have peace. You think you do, but you don't. So that's just me. I'm going to raise my voice if I have to, not because I want to.
Okay. Is Jada, Miss Jada around?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Do you have anything to say, Miss Jada, our middle grandchild?
About peace? I don't think so. Hold on.
Okay. How do you keep your peace? How do you keep your peace?
I don't know.
Or are you always peaceful?
No. But, like, I don't really know. To keep my peace.
Jada is at peace when she do good in school. She's at peace when she does good in her whatever she's supposed to be doing according to her father. So she's not in peace when she's not doing good. Experiencing that peace now, Jada. Do what you have to do in school. Do what you have to do now so you can do what you want to do later on in life. All right? Be the person that your father expects you to be. Be the person your father expects you to be and what he sees in you. Not that you change what God created in you, but what he sees in you that'll help you along to develop the person you should be and will be.
Yes, sir.
Jada, if you don't fully understand what peace is like, okay, say if you don't have peace, right? You have a burden
right.
on you. You have on your shoulder. You have weights on your shoulder. Your chest is heavy. When you look at that one person that you betrayed or something happens, you know what I'm saying? Or having peace feels like having butterfly wings when you walk into a room. You can look at anybody and they look at you and they look away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't get
good vibes.
I got that. That was good. I got it.
It was good. It sounds just free flowing. Real free flowing.
That's why I got peace.
Okay.
Is peace all together though? Not all together are just certain things. Or is all together?
Like peace is just like everything is
right.
Or
like that is certain stuff.
So, like, is everything good?
Perfect,
or is it like,
yes. Peace means everything is good. Yes.
Does it mean everything is good, or is it like...
No,
I didn't say that. No, I'm saying that's what she's asking. That's a good question.
Peace is not everything
y'all,
good.
With everything, with peace,
I can say you can look at every aspect of your life, every subject of your life, and say, all right, I'm all right here. But that's a different word, but like, all right, even if it does need improvements or whatever, you're okay with going about those improvements. But everything in your life, it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was a good question. I'm still thinking. Mom, what was you going to say? Mom, is she still here? The definition of peace on Google says freedom from disturbance and tranquility. And it has another one that says a state or a period in which there is no war or a war has ended. So it does mean everything. A freedom from disturbance. But I think it's a choice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Asha, are you still here? Is it just me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, mommy and daddy dropped. Hold on, let me see if I don't know. What should we do?
Gang.
Okay. We can carry the end.
Go ahead.
Okay, we can carry the end, but go ahead.
Right. I really just feel like peace is an all-together thing. That's great what Jada said, actually. So, Jada, with that being said, like, are you at peace? Or
not with everything.
Is your peace broken a little bit? You got one piece missing out of the three pieces.
Yes. Okay, that's a good definition, like a description, yeah.
Okay, so I feel like that. Okay, for all the listeners, look. Huh?
Mm-hmm. For all my listeners, can't you be at peace in one area but not in peace in another one?
Exactly, that's what I just said. Think of the peace sign, this three, triangles or whatever, right? There's three spaces. One can be like, halfway gone or not all the way colored in. No, that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're working to feel
right.
Feel
it's like the loading symbol. It could be like the loading symbol. You know, like how it loads up.
Yeah,
Thank you for
how
like that.
Ooh,
that?
Now we on hey. The radio.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care. No, this is art. Okay, look. All the listeners out there, here's a little homework thing to do. Get out a piece of paper and draw the peace sign. So a circle. It's a card
symbol. It's the circle. It's four parts to it. I'm looking at it now. There's four parts to the peace sign.
Four?
Yeah. I thought it was three, but it is four.
But you could shade in,
whatever. Do your four pieces and write down whatever you need to work on.
Two little pieces.
Hold on. Write down.
Hey, can y'all hear us?
How about this?
Yeah,
I was saying.
Hello. Can y'all hear us?
Hold on.
Yes.
I was saying, this is homework for all the listeners. Get a piece of paper and draw the peace sign, right? There's supposedly three or four little squares or triangles, right? But make it your own, however many lines you need, and write down whatever you need to work on. Whenever you think you got that accomplished, color it in.
It's four.
Okay, we missed four some trying. Of the segment. What are y'all talking about?
Jada had asked, did y'all hear the question Jada asked about peace and how is it
no,
like everything?
No, we got cut off. I didn't hear peace signs and coloring
so
it in.
Good. It was so good. Jada was asked, her question was, like, that's literally what she said, is peace everything? Like, and
we heard that part,
Okay, so we were saying how, like, peace could, like, you could have peace in one area, but you're still working in another. So Asha was saying that how the peace sign has four different sections and how you can fill in, you can write in the areas, like, for yourself where where you need peace or you have peace, like, I don't know, Asha explained it. And then you shade in as you go where you
all the areas, make your own. It doesn't have to be four. However, if it's just one big old circle. Whatever it is that you need to work on, write those lines, make those segments. Write down whatever it is you need in those spaces, and then when you feel like you accomplished them, color it in. See how long it takes. Not how long it takes. Don't time yourself. Just see, you know, wait for the finished product.
I like the symbol, right?
Yeah.
Well, for everybody that knows, I don't know how to, it's the peace symbol. But I missed something.
I don't know how we got on symbols.
Is this the peace sign? The peace.
It's like the
sign
the Mercedes symbol.
I'm about to show her. I'm about to show her.
The Mercedes Benz symbol.
Don't send no symbols to my phone.
Mom, you know what the peace sign, it's a peace sign, Mom. It's not nothing evil or nothing crazy that we're talking about. We wouldn't do that and shake the whole
thing. I don't know.
I just sent it in the chat. But the peace sign, I love that. The areas need to work on for write in where you need them and then shade them in as you go. Let's say you need peace with losing a certain family member that you don't have peace with that, write it. And once you come along and you be like, you know what, I can finally smile and be okay with this situation or be at peace with it. You shade it in. It's just for personal progress. I love that example.
That's helpful.
That
all
righty
then. Everything.
Okay. Well, taste to see that the Lord has good. Blessed is the man that tasted him. That's my peace. I tasted the Lord and found out he was good, and I just want to keep on tasting him. He is my peace. He is my joy. He is my strength. He is my everything. And I'm learning that, and I'm growing in him, and it feels so good to just be. I didn't know what peace was until I think last week when I just let go of a couple of things that, you know, and just start letting go and letting God. Because a lot of times we think we have peace and don't even know what peace is until you really, really get it. And it's like, dang, this is what peace feel like. So, yeah. Anyway. Hello? Is it echoes?
No.
Hello, hello?
Not echoing. Yes, Mother.
Oh, okay.
You know we here, Mom.
You what?
We're here.
What'd you say? What did Vanessa say?
That was me. I said we're here.
Like, anyway, I messed up y'all little peace signs. I just came in on the end of it, and I just heard symbols. And you know how I feel about symbols and signs and all of that. That's what I heard. So, yeah. Yeah. But if it was good, it was good.
You didn't need to hear it because you got all the peace. It wasn't for you.
Okay, amen. Amen. But I hope it was for somebody. I hope it helped somebody get their peace in the areas that they need peace in. So you can feel the full glory and the full blessings of God. Because I'm telling you, it's nothing like that peace that God gives you. Really. And Psalms 30, I just turned to Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. And that's one of my favorite scriptures. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. And that's what he'll do. He'll deliver us from all our fears. That's all we have to do is just seek him continually. Bless him all day. Bless him. We knock all these other religions, but one thing about these other religions, they serious about their God. I seen Muslims in Walmart in the corner praying. And I went to the manager and told him, there's somebody back there. I don't know if they're Unabombers or what, but they back there in the back doing something. They said, no, I think she work here. She pray. That's what they do. They pray. I don't forget how many times. Okay. And the Jehovah's Witnesses, they might not have them temples or whatever they have, the kingdom halls open, but they out there at them parks. They out there in front of them grocery stores, passing out them little watchtowers. They might not be knocking on doors, but they in front of them stores and in the parks. It's with cold, sleet, rain, hail, they out there. Christians, they eating fried chicken at the all-you-can-eat buffets. Okay, during the day. That's all we do. Go to work. Go to church, go to buffets, go home, go to church, go to buffets, go home. Well, all these other different denominations out there selling bean pies on the corner, and they, the newspapers, we got to get it together, y'all. We really do. We really do. We can knock them, but if we do some of the things that they do, let's take some of the stuff that they're doing and take the good out of what they're doing. Let's pray. Let's get our little magic carpet and lay it down and pray 4 or 5 times a day, wherever we are. Make it a time, regardless of where you at. If you in the middle of traffic, pull over on the side of the road.
Mom, that's offensive.
That's what it looked like, a little magic carpet. You remember at the fair, somebody was on the side of our car praying at the fair. They weren't getting ready to let the fair disturb. They pro life. They went back to their car. We went back to our cars for sandwiches, okay, and juice boxes because we couldn't take our food inside. They out there praying. All right, that's my challenge to every one of our listeners. Let's wherever we are. Let's set a time. Let's set a couple of hours a day
15 minutes, maybe every 2 hours. 15 minutes every 2 hours, wherever you are, stop and pray for 15 minutes. No, I'd make it even easier. Make it for 10 minutes. Make it for 10 minutes. Every 2 hours, wherever you are, regardless, on the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, or 15 minutes after, but make it that same time every 2 hours. And wherever you are, it don't matter. Just pray. Let's do that. And watch God move. Let's do that. Pass out some tracts from your church, from your local assembly. Pass them out. Witness to somebody. Invite them out to your church. That's how we used to do it. Come on. I said, that's a challenge. Let's do that. You don't need nobody to help you do that. Me and my kids used to go to Walmart and put them on people's cars. You didn't have to talk to nobody. We just stick them on their cars and keep on going. The local Walmart that was close to our church. Yeah, let's do that. And say, watch God bless you. Stop blessing others. And that's another this is for peace sake. We still talking about for peace sake. For peace sake. It would be more peace on earth if we stop, get out of our houses and out of our comfort zone and help others. Get where you at for peace sake. We want peace. We want all this violence to stop, but we closing all the local basketball, the gyms and the places where our kids play. And making subdivisions and apartment complexes, you know, let's build some community centers. Let's open up our put some monies together, and buy some properties, and open up some centers for these kids and our community. Let's do that for peace sake, because this summer. And this spring break is right around the corner. What are these kids going to be doing? They're going to be breaking in these folks' houses and everything else. Let's find them something to do for peace sake. Everybody got their stimulus money, all these PPP loans and all this, and everybody buying all these unnecessary stuff that depreciates as soon as you buy it. Land, God ain't, he ain't making no more land. Let's put some money together and buy some land. For these kids, for the grandkids, for your kids, so they'll have somewhere to go. Plant some gardens. Build some tree houses. These kids are on the games all day, every day, just getting bigger and bigger. Don't play outside no more. For peace sake, let's come together as a community, wherever your community is. Come together, and let's get these kids off the street so they won't have to, you know, get in trouble and do stuff that they don't have no business doing, for peace sake. Anyway, what time is it? It's 9 minutes after. We still haven't gave away none of this money. And our chain, y'all, we have to give away this money. I'll tell you what, if the first three callers call in, just one scripture that I read, and I read like about three or four. Well, once with the scripture that I read, call into the radio station. Right now, you will win a $100 gift card. And we have three of them. I think it was one for January, February, March. Yeah, for March. And we'll try to give away this gold chain that was donated. We have to give away this gold chain. It was donated by one of our sponsors, Ms. Tony Callender.
Hey, so you'll have to do that next week. We didn't give the people enough time to listen to certain things in order to do that now. So let's do that at the beginning of the broadcast. If Lord willing, we'll be on next week, and then they'll be prepared to do that.
Okay, y'all be prepared next week because we're going to give away some money. So y'all be ready because we're giving away these gift cards. Some things was donated to us, and we have to give them away. We're not going to keep them to ourselves. Okay? So, y'all, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Elder Oliver and Keisha Oliver, for giving our family the opportunity to share with the world our experiences and what we go through and our testimonies and our scriptures and our Bible studies. I just thank God for you guys for just letting us share however we, you know, we come. And Jada, is Jada still available to pray us out?
Yes. I'm starting now.
That's my granddaughter. Yes,
hello,
go ahead.
Hello, y'all. All right. Okay, I just got the butterflies. All right. So.
That's the piece.
It's okay. You're
okay,
great.
So. Okay, our Heavenly Father, thank you for today to be on the radio and talk to all of these people about you and how you work. And we repent in our sins and repent in our future sins. And thank you, God, for just each and every one of these people on earth listening in here and every little thing that matters. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Jada. And good night, everybody. We will see you, Lord willing, next week on Thursday at 7 o'clock sharp. Good night.